I'm not really going to tell you a Christmas message, but just the time of year, I think that a lot of people think once December the 25th strikes midnight that you can forget all about the birth of the Lord Jesus. But you know, if it wasn't for the birth of the Lord Jesus, we wouldn't have anything to celebrate any other time of the year, because it marked a very important part of history. And you know, the wise men who visited the baby Jesus and the gifts they brought are part of every nativity play. You know, these three wise men are an example, an inspiration, and a challenge to all. Now my first point, just of 3 points. The first one is priority. You know, the wise men had a priority to find the newborn king, whatever the cost. They gave up everything. They left their homes, family, the comforts, to travel miles in search of the one they had come to worship. We don't know exactly where they came from or how far they travelled, as who could knowingly go into Herod's palace with knowing the reputation that he had and the wickedness that was in this man and ask to see the new king? You know, tonight I have a few simple questions as well, just to ask and for everyone to think upon, because you know, these were questions that I've been asking myself too over the last year. And you know, I think really John's testimony and the things that he said, and Harry as well, I've never heard John's, never heard Harry's, never heard Colin's, but you know, I feel that the Lord has really laid on my heart to ask these questions, because these are questions that I've had to ask myself over the last year. You know, what's our priority in life? And how far are we willing to go for Jesus? Harry spoke in his testimony of how he steered a boat and had to look at a light. These wise men, they had to follow a star. But you know, at one point they lost the direction that they were going in. They lost the vision of the star, and so they ended up in Herod's palace. You know, for the unsaved, as are possibly the saved as well, the priorities in our life, is it our job? How much money we have? Having a good time? Satisfaction in life? Or for the saved person, is our priority in life telling others about the Lord Jesus and getting involved in the activities of the church? Getting involved in our community and the people know about the Lord Jesus? How far are we willing to go? These men, they travelled far. We don't know how far, but we know that obviously they didn't know much about King Herod. Otherwise, they wouldn't have darkened his door. And again, just want to ask, how far are we willing to go? For the unsaved person, are you willing to give your life to Jesus? Have you looked at the cross? Is that same question that you've heard, possibly as you've come into meeting after meeting, in your heart's mind, the Lord Jesus saying, can I come in tonight? I wonder, are you going to make that journey to Calvary? Are you going to lay down your life before the Lord and let him take control and let him guide you? You know, this is the same question I've asked myself as well. How far am I willing to go? You know, have I gone far enough? Could I go a wee bit further for God? Is there trivial things and petty excuses stopping me from going a wee bit further? You know, we have heard testimonies tonight, and everybody that has got up has said that in some way they have taken their eyes off the Lord. And you know, that's true. You can't take your eyes off the Lord. You know, I know from personal experience that when you do take your eyes off the Lord, it's a disastrous result. And you know, this year has been a very challenging year for me, and you know, I've had to stand back and I've had to look at the Lord. I've had to put my whole trust in him. You know, there's some people, they're just waiting to see what the year ahead has brought them. I wonder, is that what's happening to you? Are you just waiting to see what the year ahead is going to bring? My second point is perseverance. And in verse 9 and 10, it says, "And when they heard the king, they departed. And behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy." Verse 9 and 10, this journey that the wise men had, it involved perseverance. You know, they kept going, however long it took, they kept on going. And even when it seems that they have lost sight of the star, they didn't give up. But they pressed on and made their way to the palace in Jerusalem, because that's where they thought that they would find a king. But you know, they got the answer to their question, that was no, he's not here. Try Bethlehem. And you know, they didn't give up then. As they went back out onto the road again, and they journeyed on, they went on until they caught sight of the star again. And verse 10 tells us what joy. Tells us how they rejoiced when they saw the star. You know, another question that I've had to ask myself in the last year was, you know, do we keep going when the excitement of Christian life fades? Wonder, is there a Christian here tonight, and maybe the excitement of becoming a Christian has faded slightly? Wonder, have you stopped going to your Bible reading? Have you stopped talking to God in prayer? You know, that's when the starlight starts to fade. So we take our eyes off the Lord. Now, do we persevere with Jesus, knowing that his commitment to us never dims, that his love for us is unchanging? Do we press on towards that day when Scripture says, like the wise man, we will see him face to face? Now, I want to speak to the Christian tonight, because I feel that something that I have learned from reading this passage, and I'd like to pass it on. Is your perseverance running thin? Are things starting to fade? Have you lost sight of the Lord Jesus? Are you following his commands? Maybe you're not seeking God's face anymore. Maybe becoming a new born creature in God has lost its glitziness and starting to fade. But why? Have you stopped talking to God in prayer? Are you holding off joining, becoming a part of a church and a fellowship? Is there something that's stopping you from serving the Lord properly? You know, there's so many things in life, and the thing that they seem to be more important. But you know, there's nothing more important than the Lord Jesus Christ. My third and final point, his passion. And you know, these wise men had a passion. This passion kept them going. This was what kept them on their journey. And it tells us that when they found the Lord Jesus, in verse 11, it tells us that they were filled with joy. It tells us how they fell down on their knees and worshipped him, giving up their gifts and adoration. You know, their lives would never be the same again. They had found a change. There was a change in their lives. They had seen the Lord Jesus. They had seen him face to face. You know, we who have encountered Jesus, do we still have that passion? Or do we need to rekindle it by spending more time with him in worship, in silence, in his presence? If you're unsaved tonight, would you like to have that passion? Would you like to have the passion to worship God? You know, the wise men brought him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The Lord Jesus has a gift to give us, and that's his salvation, eternal life. You know, he asks us to come to the foot of the cross, and he asks us to lay down our hearts to him, to give him our lives. Don't have to give him money. Don't have any material thing. All we have to do is give over our hearts. If there's someone here tonight and you've been searching a long time, maybe you've been like the wise men, you've been looking in the wrong places. You don't need to look any further. You just have to look at the foot of the cross. Just look in your mind's eye and picture the Lord hanging on the cross after he had taken a beating. He had been mocked. The nails had been driven into his hands and his feet. He had a spear thrust in his side. He had a crown of thorns pushed down onto his head. It says his blood flowed freely. He done that for you. He did it for me. He has done it for every one of the lamplighters. Are you going to let God take control of your life? Are you going to let him guide you to heaven, to his glory? You know, this year's nearly ended. Why not start the year off anew? Born again, serving the Lord Jesus. Maybe you're a Christian and your passion has started to fade. Why not take a good look at what the Lord Jesus has done for you on the cross? You know, perhaps it'll rekindle that passion again. To get involved, to tell people about the Lord Jesus, to let people know what he has done for you. And you know, as you tell people, and show people the love that the Lord Jesus had for you, you know, the more love that you'll experience from the Lord, the more that you'll see his hand upon you. I can say these things from my heart because this year's been a difficult year for me because, one, I had to go into hospital and I had ruptured my hand and I had to have an operation on my hand. I hadn't had the use of my right hand for over a year. But you know, the Lord was with me. You know, I believe that somewhere along the line, you know, people talk about God's plan. Well, God has a plan, and he's a plan for you, and he has a plan for me. And you know, not everybody apparently has two tendons on their wrist here. Fortunately, I had, and that's what has saved the use of my hand, because they were able to take one from the front of my arm and put it onto the back of my hand so we get the use of my hand again. Just when I thought things were doing okay, I lost my job. But you know, thank God that I can stand here tonight and I can say that I put my trust in him. I had to put all I had in his hands. I went self-employed. And I can say tonight that through friends, and good Christian friends too, who have helped me along the way, that, you know, I'm glad that I can stand here tonight and tell people that I am a Christian. And I can witness for him and tell him that if you do put your life in his hands, that he is there and he will take care of you. And you know, as Colin has already said, without him, he could do nothing. And you know, that's the way it is tonight. There's nothing like Christian company. There's nothing like your Christian friends. But most of all, there's nothing like the Lord Jesus. So why not take the journey to the cross, which leads to heaven's glory? And you know, someday you'll see him face to face.